As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 KFrog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is focused on curing blood cancers through three pillars: research, patient access, and advocacy. The Southern California region of LLS will be hosting its Light the Night Walk on Saturday, October 4th at Santana Regional Park in Corona. It's LLS's largest community experience, bringing light to the darkness of cancer and raising funds for the mission. Here to tell us more is Stacy Conley, whose 18-year-old daughter Addie passed away from leukemia, and Lisa DiNoto, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's corporate chair for the Light the Night Walk. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Stacy, you have become a beloved member of the KFrog family. You've been a guest on Spirit of the IE multiple times, telling us about Addie's journey with leukemia. And anyone who has followed the hashtag Team Addie, and if you haven't been, you should, but anyone who has also heard the name Lisa DiNoto. Lisa, can you tell us about Addie's journey from your perspective?
Addie's journey was life-changing. Watching a child fight for their life, the way she fought, the way everybody rallied around her, just watching the pain and just trying to understand how a child could go through something like that and how it's even possible. Even though through the journey, we saw guidance from whatever God you believe in, he definitely was there guiding and helping us. But it was one of the hardest things we've all been through. It's one of the hardest things I've been through.
You have a pretty powerful story about going to visit Addie at Chalk and stepping off the elevators on the fifth floor. Tell us what that's like.
Being on the fifth floor, it's a club that you never want to be in. We walk those halls, and when you open the elevator door, as soon as the elevator door opens, you can just feel the heaviness of that floor, the heaviness of the energy, the sadness. The rooms are filled with children that are fighting for cancer. They're fighting for their lives. As you walk past parents, they look at you, but no one says anything because there's no words that can be spoken that about the pain and the feelings that everybody's having. Then you look in the rooms and you see little people, two-year-olds, three-year-olds, just in their diapers, just fighting and no hair, tubes coming out of everywhere. It's the worst feeling walking down the hall and seeing all those sick children.
How did you get involved with Team Addie?
Addie was my daughter's best friend. She...
I'm laughing because everyone describes Addie as their best friend.
She definitely was.
I've heard 7 or 8 people use that term. Addie was my best friend.
Addie and my daughter, they were like, I don't know, they were definitely like more like best friends, sisters. They could lay next to each other and talk and do nothing but just look at videos and just hang out with each other. But they knew what each other was thinking. They were always together. Addie was on vacations with us. She was like a fourth daughter. Everybody in my family loved her like another daughter. another sister. Even my 2-year-old grandson wanted to marry her. He didn't like Sebastian at all. He would say, Sebastian, like he wanted to like hurt him because he had his girl. He still talks about Addie, even to this day.
As parents, there is sometimes this instinctive feeling that our world is about to change. But Lisa, what was it about your connection to Addie that made you more than just a caregiver? Like, tell us about the role you played as Addie's third parent.
Addie felt a comfortability with me that I think she felt. She always talked to me about things, and she was very open. She felt very safe. I'm a very calm person. I'm not high energy, so she could just be her. Like, when I would sit with her in the hospital, we'd talk a little bit, hang out a little. She just was, I don't know, there was a bond that us two had that I don't think that she had with everybody else.
And you weren't just physically present for Addie during her treatments at Chalk. You were there emotionally and practically every step of the way. How did that connection develop, and what did that bond mean to you and Addie's family?
It meant a lot to me that I could be there for Addie. I definitely did whatever Addie needed. I picked up her laundry, and that's how it all started. The Addie's Blankets of Love started because of all of that. We would take her stuff home, wash it, prepare it, saran wrap it back up, package it to come back to the hospital to make it easy for Chris and Stacy to shower her at the end of the day and get her fresh. Her blankets had to match her pajamas and her sheets and her socks.
I'm speaking with Stacy Conley, whose 18-year-old daughter, Addie, passed away from leukemia, and Lisa DiNoto, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's corporate chair for their Light the Night Walk. At what point in Addie's journey, Lisa, did you become involved with LLS? Like, how did you connect with this organization, and why did it become so important for you to support their mission?
Just seeing the things that people go through when your child is diagnosed, you really needed somebody that's advocating for you. LLS is a big component on helping you through the process. They'll help you, guide you, advocate for you, try to get you the medication and the trials that your child needs.
What was it about LLS and their work that made you want to take on a leadership role? And how did you transition into becoming the corporate walk chair?
I felt it's important to get great leaders together to raise money to help make a difference in the Inland Empire for the kids that are here, that are diagnosed, and the parents that are lost and they don't know what to do.
As the corporate walk chair, you're playing a significant role in making this year's Light the Night Walk a success. Tell us how pivotal you and the amazing committee are in ensuring the walk has a big impact this year.
This year's committee we put together, we really tried hard to find great leaders in the Inland Empire to lead and to build their team around them, to just have a strong presence in our community so people understood what it's for, what LLS is, that they're here to advocate for your child and to help fund and find the cure, research, everything. There's a million things that LLS does for cancer patients.
Tell us about this year's honored hero.
This year's honored hero is real close to my heart. Her name's Avery. She's an 11-year-old little girl. She lives in the Inland Empire. She has incredible parents. She's passionate about volleyball. She loves her Dutch Bros. In fact, she's battled leukemia twice. Pretty crazy. I followed her journey for quite a while now, and the similarities between her and Addie, although a great age gap, are pretty uncommon for most of the world. Her love for Stitch is unprecedented, like our girls. But what is so just out there and so wild is Addie and Andy loved this animal called a chupacabra. And it's something that I never even heard of before, ever. But Addie's doctor was going overseas. I think it was Costa Rica. And Andy and Addie kept talking about this chupacabra all the time. And when I went to meet Avery in person, because I had followed them on social media for a while, her little brother absolutely is head over heels in love with and has pajamas, blankets, stuffed animals, everything of chupacabras. And I was like, no flipping way. This kid has the love for chupacabras. And I actually have a picture of a Stitch and a chupacabra because at the hospital they had loved, the love affair was Addie's love for Stitch and Andy's love for chupacabras. And Dr. Karras had brought a keychain for Andy and for Addie, for both of them. Aww. From her trip to, I think it was Costa Rica or Honduras. But it was just so cool because I had never heard anybody ever speak of them other than Addie and Andy until I met Avery's little brother. And it was just on my heart that this was supposed to be our honored hero. She's battled leukemia twice, once at 4, then again at 11. She's an avid volleyball player, and she's in remission now. She's in her maintenance phase, and she's just amazing. And she's just a joy to have around. She's in junior high, and she's going to be at our Light the Night. She's going to be at our, you know, all of the things for us. She's going to be at our leadership launch on April 30th. And she's just a beautiful joy.
You've been such an integral part of this walk. What do you hope this year's event will accomplish, both for those affected by blood cancers and for the community involved?
Always and near and dear to my heart is advocacy. And we want to have the community there. We just want the community to show up. It's a family, fun, friendly event. We want everyone to be there. We want everyone to come. We want to highlight the survivors. We want to honor those that are no longer with us. And we want everyone to be there. You know, if you have someone that you've lost, we want you to raise your gold lantern. If you're a survivor, if you're currently fighting, we want you to carry your white lantern. And if you just want to honor those that are fighting or that someone who will be fighting or just support the cause, we want you to carry your red lantern. We want you to do all of these things because June 14th, 2021, and I say this all the time, we didn't know about this either, other than our friends that had this or our friends' children that had fought in some form of a way with leukemia or cancer. But on June 15th, our whole world changed. And I wish I knew more then. But now it's our life. It's who we are. It's our legacy for our daughter that we make sure that the world does know this. So our goal is, and Lisa with us, and Pepper too, you know, you're on our committee and we're so grateful to have you, that you invite the world. Please come out on October the 4th and be a part of this and be a part of everything in between. Our committee meetings, be a part of this, build a team, come out and be a part of the solution to find, you know, a world without cancer. LLS has a bold goal by 2028, which is 1 million more years of life. People deserve not just the ability to be alive, but the ability to live. They don't have to just be alive. Remission shouldn't just be the fact that they get to, you know, be alive. They should be able to live. They should be able to enjoy their lives. Not be sick forever because of the treatment that they had to have so they don't have cancer anymore. They shouldn't have to worry about for the rest of their lives. They shouldn't have to live in a world where they don't feel good, where they're constantly now battling side effects from the treatment that they had to endure. They deserve better than that. And that's what LLS is doing. With their 1 million more years of life, that's a big goal, and that goal can be reached. It's easily attainable if we could just have people come alongside of us and help us. Addie deserved to be here. Kids like Tanner deserve to be here. Baby Chase deserves to be here. Lakin deserves to be here. Brandon deserves to be here. I have a list 1 million miles long of kids that deserve to be here. We shouldn't be celebrating birthdays at the cemetery, but we are, and that's unfair. Our kids deserve more. And with your help, no other child shall ever know this. No other parent will have to sit at a funeral home deciding what casket to get. Because believe me, like Lisa and I talked about earlier today, sitting at a table where they tell us this is your child's diagnosis, literally on day 4, and the chances of them surviving this is pretty slim, is something that you shouldn't even have to hear. Let alone deal with. And that's what LLS's goal is. 1 million more years of life. 1 million more years of life is more birthdays, more graduations, everything that comes with that. And it's attainable if we all work together. And don't be me, where it doesn't become important when it took my daughter.
How can the community get involved in the Light the Night Walk? And how can we support LLS's mission, either by participating, donating, or spreading awareness?
You can get involved in all of those ways. LLS.org is a great place to start. On KFrog's website, Pepper, thanks to you all. You guys are just such a huge asset to all of us. There is a flyer on there. You could email us also, Lisa DeNoto, Lisa can give up her website too. She has it on her page, or she will soon after this. Also, you can email me. You can go on my Instagram. You can go on Addie's page. You can go on LLSOCIE Instagram page. All of our information is there as well. We're here. It's going to be Light the Night, October 4th at Santana Regional Park. It's the Inland Empire Walk for Light the Night, and we're just so grateful. We want everybody to come. Our goal is this year to have over 1,000 people attend, but how amazing would it be to have 2,000?
I've been speaking with Stacy Conley, whose 18-year-old daughter, Addie, passed away from leukemia, and Lisa DiNoto, who is the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's corporate chair for their Light the Night walk. Anything else you want us to know?
Yes. If you are a business, if you are a person that wants to get involved, if you know of anybody that wants to get involved, please reach out to myself or Lisa. We're having a committee meeting April 30th at Lisa's office in Rancho. We would love to have you join us. Let's talk about how you can get involved. It's a big deal. Our event's October the 4th this year, but we want to make it the biggest one yet. We could help build a team. We could also help you just get involved to be a part of the event this October the 4th. We really want to make it the biggest one yet.
Thank you so much for talking with us today, and I'm looking forward to the Light the Night walk.
We're so excited and always thankful to be here. And thanks to our corporate walk chair over here, Lisa DiNoto.
Thank you for having us.